Chapter The Truth About Equestria. Twilight wasn't sure why she was standing in the carousel boutique wearing a completely ridiculous blue frock that Rarity had chosen. She didn't feel much like trying on dresses right now, not since everything was a mess. She still had no crown, and the portal was closing tonight. A soft knock sounded on her dressing room door. "Everything okay in there?" Rarity sing-songed. "Yes," Twilight lied. Spike looked up at her, trying to communicate through his puppy-dog eyes so he wouldn't give himself away by talking. He was just as worried as she was.
"If I don't get my crown tonight, I won't be able to go back for another 30 moons," she whispered. "What are we going to do?"
Spike looked around to make sure it was safe to talk.
"We tell them the truth. They'll help us figure something out."
"But what if they won't?"
Twilight bit her lip like she'd seen the girl version of Rarity do a few times. She was getting better at copying the mannerisms of these creatures.
"What if they find out just how different I really am?"
"Twilight, these girls rallied around you because they saw what was in your heart."
Spike jumped up on the dressing room stool.
"They aren't going to feel any different about you when they find out you're a pony princess in Equestria."
As she faced herself in the mirror, Twilight realised that Spike was completely right. These girls had become her friends. Telling them the truth was worth a shot. It might be the only way she would see her other friends ever again. Twilight leaned down and patted Spike on the head. She was glad he'd managed to sneak through the portal behind her after all. He seemed to be glad too. If they got stuck for another 30 moons, however, that might change.
"Here goes nothing, Spike," Twilight said as she pushed open her dressing room door.
"You okay, Twilight?"
Applejack instantly noticed the look on Twilight's face, like she was keeping something in.
"Well, the fall formal isn't happening tonight because of Sunset Shimmer, right?"
Twilight paced around her friends, working up the courage to explain.
"Well, yeah, but it's still going to be awesome when it happens tomorrow night,"
Rainbow Dash said. She was riffling through a rack of sequin dresses and having no luck choosing one.
This was going to be hard.
Twilight took a deep breath.
"I'm sure it would be, but the full formal has to happen tonight.
You see, Pinkie Pie held a satiny fuchsia frock up to her body and looked at herself in the mirror. She turned to Twilight wide-eyed.
"Because you're from an alternate world and you're a pony princess there and the crown actually has a magical element embedded in it that helps power up other magical elements, and without it they don't work anymore and you need them to help protect your magical world. And if you don't get the crown tonight, you'll be stuck in this world and won't be able to get back for, like, a really long time."
Twilight's jaw dropped. The rest of the girls looked at Pinkie as though she'd gone insane.
"Yeah, I'm pretty sure that isn't the reason," Rainbow said, rolling her eyes. Spike stood up on two legs.
"No, she's pretty much spot on," he said.
Rarity gasped at Spike.
"He can talk?"
She looked around in horror, as if the dresses might stand up and walk out of the room too. Spike winked at her.
"Oh yeah, back where I come from, I'm not even a dog. I am a ferocious, fire-breathing dragon."
"Oh my gosh,"
Fluttershy skipped over. She knelt down and began to inspect him like a science experiment.
"This is so amazing. Tell me, what are you thinking right now?"
Twilight didn't notice any of it. She just stood there, completely shocked at Pinkie Pie's accurate guess.
"How did you know all that?"
Pinkie smiled and shrugged.
"Just a hunch." "Wait a minute."
Applejack walked over to Twilight. The novelty of a talking dog had worn off for a second.
"Let me get this straight. You're a pony."
"You're a princess?"
Rarity asked, totally in awe.
"You're from another world?" said Fluttershy, mouth agape.
Twilight could easily solve this right now by telling them it had all been a joke. Then they wouldn't be looking at her like that, like she had two heads. But Spike had already spoken, and then she wouldn't have any chance of getting the crown.
Yes, I am, Twilight announced, ready for the backlash.
That, said Rainbow Dash, breaking into a smile, is awesome.
It turned out Spike was right after all. Her new friends didn't care what she was. Girl wearing pony ears or actual pony. They just liked her. And that was even more awesome.